America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. W sauce. Put it on my meat, smoke it, and I follow it up with the Owl Inn Lager from New Realm. And before I get into anything else about my friends at New Realm, I will tell you,
your meat's getting cooked.
You stay away from my meat. I can't even. Sometimes I can't even. Like, I can't even with my own. Yeah. Some, you know. Don't forget Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. Look, if you want to be a part of it, hit me up. I know that it says we're sold out, but I might be able to pull strings for you.
You know people up there at that golf course?
Well, I know me.
Okay.
And I'm the person to pull strings.
Okay.
But it is for Pets for Vets. It's November 25th. So even if you don't want to play, there are other ways to participate. Go to the 929 Game website, click on the events page, and you will see all the details you need and links that you need to become a part of it in any way, shape, or form. We want you there if you can be. All right. Last night I did something I haven't done since 2008, I guess.
16 years ago.
Any guesses?
No, I have absolutely none.
Watch the Power Rangers.
I'm trying to think. How old were you in 2008?
I know. 2008, you were just...
25?
Oh, yeah, you're older than me.
So. Yeah, I am. And I was also an old college student. Because I went back to college, baby.
2008, you'd be like 22 or something,
on
or 21.
At Kennesaw
no,
State.
I was 2008, I was 25. I'm 41, dog. That would make me 38.
You're 40.
I'm older than you. You just said that.
I know,
40.
But
did you forget you're old?
Never mind. I'll work on my math later.
Yeah, you're old. Remember that.
I graduated college 2007.
Oh, so you were an old student, too.
No, but continue.
I was, too. It's all right.
Look. Yeah, it was 2008. I was just thinking. Went back, saw a game at Kennesaw State Convocation Center. They played Toccoa Falls. I went with my boys from New Realm, my buddy Chaz, my neighbor Carter went. We went and enjoyed some of the New Realm Owl Inn Lager at the game. It was cool drinking a beer with the Kennesaw State logo. I put it on Instagram at the Kennesaw State game with, you know, the logo everywhere. So it was cool. Scrappy got a picture with Scrappy.
Yeah.
I'll post that. Yeah.
How'd the team do? Antoine Pepley holding it down over there.
Good. They did. They rolled. Yeah. I left 5 minutes before the game was over, and they had like 90 points. So they might have scored 100 last night on them. I had to double check.
Wow.
I knew the game was in hand.
Get your dollars out.
What is that?
You never seen that?
No.
Oh, when your team's getting close, you get the dollar bill out. Let's get the 100 mark. Yeah, that's all right, though.
Cool. Anyways, but yeah, I had a lot of fun. Look, I want to talk about something. I said Joel Embiid's name wrong on purpose because that's how Tiffany pronounced it.
I butchered it a long time ago.
He was suspended 3 games for the altercation he had, the physical altercation.
Joel Embiid.
I don't believe in putting hands on people, but he put his hands on Marcus Hayes, I believe is the writer's name, who wrote an article where he referenced basically Embiid's lack of play in some ways of lack of effort, and he mentioned the fact that Joel's son was named after his late brother. And I don't blame Embiid at all for being angry. And to be quite honest, because I know Mike is honest every time he speaks to us and he tells us.
Sometimes you have to be.
But it's, look, we shouldn't be violent physically, but it's hard to get on to Embiid at this situation because of this, you know, what was said, and bringing up family into this is wrong. Do not make things personal. You made it personal, Mr. Hayes. And honestly, you should be reprimanded by your outlet. Now, Embiid's been suspended 3 games. I will say that some people came out with the jokes that if they really wanted to punish him, they'd have made him play 3 games in a row, which is wrong.
That is wrong.
But funny.
That
is wrong. But funny. But look, guys, and I tell people this in our business, but I'll tell you guys, you know, y'all, anybody out there, first off, don't be tagging players in tweets because they don't care, and most of the time they're not going to respond. It's just silly. It makes you look silly. But the other thing is do not make it personal because it is their job, but you don't go to Home Depot and make it personal with the guy that's helping you shop, right? You don't make it personal. You don't talk about their family or anything like that. And if you do, you're a bad person. Don't make it personal.
Yeah.
Because that's how you lose people, and that's how it gets really nasty, and it's the worst of everything.
Yeah, and I think the hardest thing for athletes like that, the pill to swallow, is that shroud of anonymity, because we a lot of times don't know the writer's name. You don't know the guy's name who was following Jason Kelce. You don't know his name. As a matter of fact, I told somebody the other day, the best thing that Jason Kelce could have done is gotten out his own phone and turned it around and filmed the guy saying what he was saying. And then putting that guy on social media.
And then let the social media
right.
people
and then
find
let
him.
Social media do work. You smash the phone and he comes out and apologizes. But to your point, this is happening more and more. We talked about James Franklin the other day, you know, talking to somebody in the crowd or whatever it is. There's been staffers on college football teams get let go because of that. And so the shroud of anonymity is something that I think is frustrating for a guy like Joel Embiid, because we're not ever going to really pay attention to the other guy. We're going to pay attention to his reaction. And that's something that he has to understand and deal with. But I'm with you. Keep the family out of it, man. It's not the way to go about your business. Even if you feel like there's something to be said about his play, keep it at his play.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.